Hello, and welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, your go-to podcast for making your doctoral journey smoother and more achievable. I'm Dr. J, your host and a proud member of the Writers ER family, where we're all about supporting you through your academic adventures. Today, we're diving into a topic that I know resonates with so many of you out there. It's called balancing family, career, and education as a PhD student. It's a challenge, and sometimes it feels like a full-on circus act, doesn't it? Let me share a little story with you. A few years back, I met a remarkable student. Let's call her Sarah. Sarah was juggling her doctoral studies, a full-time job as a teacher, and her role as a parent to two lively kids. One evening during a particularly hectic week, Sarah found herself toggling between her dissertation, preparing lesson plans, and trying to perfect her homemade mac and cheese. In that moment of chaos, with a spoon in one hand and her research notes in the other, she realized something profound. She wasn't just managing tasks, she was intricately blending the vibrant threads of her life's dreams, education, career, and family. And that's what we're going to explore today. How can you, like Sarah, find harmony in this beautiful, sometimes overwhelming blend of aspirations and responsibilities? How can you keep your eyes on your academic prize while embracing the joy and love that family and career bring into your life? So whether you're listening to this while on your morning run, during your commute, or as you unwind after a long day, I invite you to join me on this journey of discovery and empowerment. Let's get started. All right, let's dive into the heart of today's discussion, the balancing act. Imagine you're a juggler with family in one hand, career in the other, and your PhD studies. Well, that's precariously perched on your head. For many PhD students, balancing these aspects is a daily challenge. You're dealing with dissertation deadlines, work commitments, and family responsibilities. It's like trying to keep all these balls in the air without dropping any. It's important to recognize that this isn't just about managing time. It's about managing energy and expectations too. Whether you're a parent, a partner, an employee, or a student, each role requires a piece of you, and sometimes it feels like there's just not enough to go around. Think about this. Research shows that maintaining a healthy balance between work, life, and study leads to greater success in all areas. It's not just about getting through your PhD program, it's about thriving in every aspect of your life. I want to share a quote that really resonates with me. Balance is not something you find, it's something you create. It reminds us that balance isn't a given. It's something we have to actively work on, something we craft and mold as part of our journey. So as we navigate this balancing act together, remember it's about more than just juggling responsibilities. It's about creating harmony between the different parts of your life, each enriching and supporting the others. In this segment, we're focusing on balancing family life while navigating the waters of PhD studies. Think of it like being a maestro, orchestrating the everyday with the extraordinary. Let's kick off with time management, a crucial skill for any PhD student. A practical tip, set up a family calendar. This can be a game changer. Whether it's an app that everyone can check or a big, colorful planner in your living room, having a clear view of everyone's schedules helps. It lets you carve out those precious study times without missing your child's soccer game or family dinners. Involving your family in your PhD journey can also transform this experience. Turn it into a collective adventure. Maybe your kids can play the role of mini scholars, asking questions about your research. Or your partner can help you rehearse your presentations. It's about making them feel a part of this significant chapter in your life. And who knows, it could turn into an enjoyable family activity. Let me share a touching story from a listener, Jamie. Jamie, a parent and a PhD candidate, found a heartwarming way to juggle family and studies. Each evening, Jamie set up a family study time. While Jamie worked on the dissertation, the kids sat at the same table doing their homework. This ritual wasn't just about studying, it was their way of sharing time and supporting each other. Jamie not only succeeded in completing the PhD, but also fostered a love for learning in the kids. What a beautiful way to blend family and academics. And there's more to this balancing act. It's about communicating with your family, understanding that there will be busy periods, and planning for quality time. Simple things like a weekly movie night or a Sunday brunch can keep the family bond strong, even during your most hectic academic phases. Remember, it's not about pitting your family life against your PhD goals. It's about weaving them together, creating a harmonious blend. By sharing your academic journey with your family, you're not just working towards a degree. You're setting an example of determination and commitment, values that are priceless. Now we're tackling how to succeed in your career while you're deep in your PhD studies. It's like walking a tightrope, balancing on one side your job and on the other your academic goals. First off, let's talk about setting boundaries. It's key to have clear lines between your work and study time. Think of it as setting office hours for your PhD work. Inform your colleagues and family about these hours. This way, they know when you're not to be disturbed. It's about making sure your study time is respected, just like your work time. Efficiency at work is another big piece of this puzzle. To make the most of your workday, start by prioritizing your tasks. What needs your immediate attention? What can wait? Sometimes the to-do list can feel endless, but remember, not everything is urgent, and don't be afraid to delegate. Sharing responsibilities at work can free up more time for your studies. It's about working smarter, not just harder. Now let me share a story about Jordan, a listener who navigated these very waters. Jordan was climbing the corporate ladder while working on a PhD in business administration. The secret? Masterful time management and boundary setting. Jordan assigned specific evenings and early mornings for dissertation work and strictly no work emails during these times. At work, Jordan was known for being laser-focused and efficient, prioritizing tasks that aligned with career goals. The result? Jordan not only excelled at work, but also completed the PhD with flying colors. Talk about setting the bar high. Remember, it's not about choosing your career over your studies or vice versa. It's about integrating them, finding a rhythm that works for you. Sure, there will be times when it feels overwhelming, but with clear boundaries and efficient work habits, you can make it work. In this segment, we're focusing on how your education intertwines with personal growth. Remember, pursuing a PhD isn't just about the degree. It's a journey of expanding your mind and self-development. Staying motivated can be a challenge, right? One day you're full of energy. The next, you're wondering how to keep going. Here's a tip. Break down your big goal into smaller, manageable tasks. Celebrate each little victory. Finishing a chapter, nailing a presentation, or even just a productive day of research. These small wins are the fuel that keeps your motivation engine running. Now let's talk about leveraging technology. Educational technology is a game changer. Platforms like online libraries, digital journals, and research management tools can streamline your study process. They're not just time savers, they're lifelines in the vast sea of academic research. Embrace these resources. They can make your journey smoother and more productive. And about that secret desire to write a book, your PhD can be a fantastic starting point. The research you're conducting now is rich material for a future book. Your dissertation is essentially your first draft. It's a space to explore and refine your ideas, laying the foundation for your authorial debut. Picture this, your research not only earning you a PhD, but also transforming into a published book. It's a dream within reach. Incorporating self-care into your routine is also vital. Take time for yourself, a walk in the park, a favorite hobby, or just a quiet evening with family. These moments of rest are crucial. They recharge you and give you the strength to keep pushing forward. So, as you navigate through your academic journey, remember it's about more than just earning a degree. It's about growing as a person, expanding your horizons, and inching towards your dreams, one step at a time. And just like that, we're at the end of today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Let's quickly recap the key strategies we covered for balancing family, career, and education. We talked about creating a family calendar for better time management, involving your family in your educational journey, setting clear boundaries between work and studies, and embracing educational technology for efficiency. And let's not forget, your PhD journey can be the first step towards fulfilling your dream of writing a book. Now I want to hear from you. Share your stories, your unique strategies and tips. How do you balance it all? Your insights could be a lifeline to someone in our community. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe for more content. We've got a treasure trove of tips, stories, and inspiration waiting for you. Before we sign off, remember this. The journey you're on, it's tough, but it's also incredibly rewarding. The power of perseverance, the satisfaction of pushing through challenges, and the joy of achieving your dreams. These are the things that make every late night, every early morning, and every moment of doubt worth it. Keep going, keep growing, and keep dreaming. And hey, if you're looking for a resource to supercharge your dissertation journey, check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson. He completed not one, but two dissertations in just 6 months. You can download this playbook from writerser.com/playbook. It might just be the game changer you need.